Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Charles Solomon, Wade Major, and Amy Nicholson. We begin with Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker, directed by J.J. Abrams. Wade?
A really lackluster way to wrap out 42 years and 9 films. They poured a ton of money into this, but none into the script. Things happen for no reason. They're happenstance. You feel like it's made up as it goes along. And it probably winds up on a somewhat satisfying note, but boy, it's a tough road to get there.
Amy?
Yeah, the franchise has begun to feel like exquisite corpse. One person takes the reins and tries to add to or erase, basically, whatever happened before. I thought this was an incredible disappointment. It shrinks the universe. It doesn't expand it.
Charles?
Yeah, it just feels like a Star Wars Greatest Hits revisited. We've seen it all before, and it was more fun the first time.
Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker, written by Chris Terrio and J.J. Abrams, rated PG-13 in wide release. The musical Cats, adapted from the Broadway stage production, stars James Corden, Judi Dench, and Francesca Hayward. Tom Hooper directed. Amy?
I am astonished that this movie exists, and I think I will see it again just to make sure I am not making it up. I'm not saying that Cats is good, but it is glorious and it is giddy, and that is fine by me.
It is showgirls with fur, and Judi Dench looks like Bert Lahr from The Wizard of Oz. That's all you need to know.
Charles?
You couldn't drag me to this. I saw the trailers, and the fur completely freaked me.
And that's from a cat man. Cats is rated PG. It's in wide release. Little Women, the latest version brought to the screen, written and directed by Greta Gerwig, starring Saoirse Ronan, Emma Watson, and Timothée Chalamet. Amy?
I think Greta Gerwig brings a really freshness approach to this movie. You know, like Lady Bird, you realize that Little Women is about a young writer wondering if she should leave home. And I felt this film had a lot of relevance. And also, I'm finally Team Amy on it.
I wish I liked it more. It is an admirable failure. I respect everything Greta Gerwig does here, but I don't think she should have written the script herself. It needed someone else to write it.
Little Women is rated PG in wide release on Christmas Day. Spies in Disguise, animated feature, opens at Christmas.
The filmic equivalent of a lump of coal in your stocking on Christmas morning.
Directed by Nick Bruno and Troy Kwan, it's in wide release, rated PG. And finally, the drama 1917 takes us back to World War I. Sam Mendes, the director and co-screenwriter. Wade?
This is going to be Sam Mendes' return to the Oscar race. It is not a great film, but it's a very good film, and I like the performances and the screenplay very, very much.
Agreed. The propulsiveness works, even though I kept thinking, is this a video game or a film? Either way, I think Deakins is doing great work here.
Roger Deakins, the cinematographer of 1917. It's rated R. You can see it on Christmas Day, AMC Century City, and The Landmark in West LA. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, wishing you a very happy holiday season, and invite you to join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for the full hour of Film Week on KPCC.